My name is Isaiah, and our podcast is on old school hip-hop versus new school hip-hop.
My name is Ethan, and I'm going to be representing old school hip-hop.
And my name is Isaac, and I'm going to be representing new school hip-hop.
Our first question is, what is new school rap?
So, new school rap is basically an era where everything is more advanced. Like, beats are more digital, and they have more, like, technology to work with. And the lifestyle, like, they, rappers rap about their lifestyle, and the environment is more soft. And that's basically it.
Our next question is, what is old school rap?
Old school rap is like an era where it went from being a DJ, you know, dancing, and then it came into the late 80s, beginning 90s, where gangster rap took place. And, you know, rap was really not accepted throughout that time. It's about, and I say this because, you know, like back then, you could say LA area, in the South, you know, rap was almost considered a crime. Like, it wasn't accepted at all. If you were a rapper, you're considered a criminal, a gangbanger, drug dealer.
Our next question is going to be, who are notable rappers from each era?
Alright, I'll start it off. I'll start with the 80s, where Run DMC... Beastie Boys, Biz Markie, you know, Just a Friend. You guys probably know that song. Salt and Pepper came in, Sir Mix-a-Lot. They all ran the game till the early 90s. And then gangster rap started, like I said before. Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, NWA, Lunas, DMX, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Warren G and Too Short, and these are some big rappers. And I'll play a song for example by the song I'll be playing is Still Dre by Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg, and here it is. Alright, that's Still Dre by Dr. Dre. And now here is Isaac, who's gonna.
Some notable rappers from the early 2000s are Jay-Z, and Jay-Z was known for his lyricism, and he came from New York, where a lot of other rappers came from. And then there's Eminem, and he was known because he was white. He was one of, like, the first white rappers, and he was helped with... Jay-Z helped him come on the scene as one of the best rappers. And Lil Wayne was known for his club bangers, like songs like A Milli and 6 Foot, 7 Foot, and 50 Cent. 50 Cent was popular because he had his own unique style. And then Kanye West, he was known because Jay-Z helped him out, like, come out, you know what I mean? Like, and then, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy got big because of his dance and his song, Crank That. And that was big for, like, a year. And then Nelly came out in, like, 2000 or 2001 with a couple songs. Yeah. And then T.I. came out. I'm gonna show you guys a song that Soulja Boy made, and it's one of his popular songs called Crank That.
Still on mic.
Some notable rappers from today are J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. J. Cole is best known for his album 2014, Forest Hills Drive, and it was named platinum with no features. And Kendrick Lamar, he's known for his unique style, and he's from Compton, which gave him a lot of credibility. And A$AP Rocky, A$AP Rocky, 21 Savage, Future, Drake. Drake's just, I don't know why he's big, but he's big. And Young Thug, Gucci Mane, Nicki Minaj, and Meek Mill are some other notable rappers from today.
All right, the next question we're going to ask are, what are popular songs from each period?
All right, I'll start out with the 80s again. We'll start out with It's Tricky, Brass Monkey, Walk This Way, You Gotta Fight For Your Right. If you guys are young, you guys probably don't know these songs. Your parents probably grew up to Walk This Way, Brass Monkey, you know, just all of them. The Beastie Boys and Run DMC. So then we get into the 90s, Snoop Dogg and all them. Who Am I, Regulate, Cream. I didn't say their name, but Wu-Tang Clan. Gin and Juice, Players Club, Posse on the Broadway. Today Was a Good Day, Ice Cube, Still Dre, Next Episode, Party Up. If you guys are familiar with DMX. And so those are some pretty big songs. I recommend you guys to listen to them. And here is Isaac.
Some popular songs from the early 2000s are My Name Is, which is by Eminem, and that's what kind of burst him onto the scene, because some shady. And 50 Cent, In the Club, and Lil Wayne, A Millie, which was really big in the clubs, and Gold Digger by Kanye West. And Crank That by Soulja Boy was very big in the club too. And Nelly, Country Grammar, and also Hot In Here. And T-Pain, Blame It, which was also big in the club. And Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg and Pharrell. Some notable songs from the 2010s are The Motto, which is by Drake, Lil Wayne, and Panda by Designer, which was kind of like a one-hit wonder, low-key. And No Role Models by J. Cole. And All Right by Kendrick Lamar and Mad City. And another one, a couple more, are Really Really by Kevin Gates, Every Day by A$AP Rocky, and Jumpman by Drake and Future. Also, two more are Best Friend by Young Thug and One Dance by Drake.
Based on the last two questions, what are the differences between the two eras?
I'll start it off again. Old school was more simple regarding the beats. They were straight up, you feel? They didn't really care about what they're saying, because each song, they were trying to say something for themselves, for the people they're representing, you know, maybe their block. Pretty much that's it. But it was, they didn't have much competition. And and back then you couldn't use the same beat. Nowadays people be sharing beats, because you got Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty, all of them, everybody got the same style. Back then they might have shared the same style, but their beats were not the same. That's a threat. But that's it. Here we go. So Isaac.
What are the difference between the two eras? New school beats are more advanced, and the difference is that new school beats are more advanced, and like they have more technology, and most rappers aren't as lyrical as rappers in old school. Like in old school, they had Biggie, Tupac, Dr. Dre. They had a whole bunch of people that were lyrical, and nowadays we have like people that can't really rap, but they still have some talent with making beats and all that. Like Lil Uzi Vert and Metro Boomin and all of them, and yeah, that's pretty much the difference between the two eras. So, and yeah.
All right, Isaiah, you have anything to say about the difference between the two eras?
I'm a bigger fan of new school rap. Because I grew up listening to that. I didn't really grow up listening to old school rap, but I don't think that means old school rap is worse. But I see the differences, and their differences in my opinion, don't make them anyone better. It's just my personal.
After hearing what I just said, how do you guys feel about the differences, and how do you think they make each era different or better?
All right. Based upon what you said, I agree with you. It's all about personal preference. Some may like old school better than new school. It matters kind of which time you were born or what you were raised up upon. It could be, I don't know. It's just all personal preference, like he said before. And my preference is like I like both of them. They both have their pros and cons, and that's all it for me.
Yeah, like Ethan said, they have their personal preferences, and like you know, some people like the new school better because you know maybe they like the like the little Yachty's, like where they're not as lyrical and stuff like that.
Yeah, just
but
like mumbles everything.
Yeah, but or they like the beats better, or maybe they like old school because you know it's kind of like it's what they're used to and what they're like, you know, it's like or like their culture, like what they grew up on. So yeah.
I'm a backfire on that. I have a show. Yeah, it was gonna say. There's like a big difference how like the old school how like the beats were more like chill and relaxing, and then nowadays like you say you got the Lil Yachty, a little bit more hype.
Like you guys are talking about with the different lyrics and styles, do you think that they have any similar styles or topics? Like how a lot of rappers nowadays rap about selling drugs and or making money.
I do believe, for the most part, yeah, it has to do with girls as well, and gang affiliated stuff. Say like, you know, like some artists may like say they're, you know, where they're from throughout the song. It's all lyrical, to be honest, and but you know, each rapper, especially back in the day, they had their own vibe, and I'm gonna go both ways for this one, and each generation, they all kind of told a story. Most people tell a story, and then most people have a background with their story in most of the songs, and kind of how the way they rap is how they came up, just how we were talking about it before. And that's pretty much it.
I think that they're somewhat different and then somewhat like similar. Like rap nowadays, they're more telling it's not so much about telling stories like the old school rap did, and like getting your message across. It's more about the struggle that they came upon to get to the point where they're at now. And it's like the music now is more like trap, and it's more to get you pumped up, like before games and stuff like that. And yeah, that's pretty much. And they have different styles, like old school, like it was more like straight up, and then new school is more just like they're just saying a whole bunch of random stuff.
Do you think?
No. Say your part. What do you think about it?
Oh, I think that I personally still think that rappers still rap about where they came from. I just think it's like it's different because they don't grow up the same. Some actually do grow up selling drugs, but some are fake about it. But I just like it just depends who you ask and what rapper you're talking about. But for the next question, do you think that their topics and styles change because of the culture or environment that each period is in?
Hold on, let me read the question again. How is cold? Wait, which one? Oh, yeah. All right. In the 80s through late 90s, I think the culture changed a little bit. 80s, a little bit more soft. And late 80s, early 90s, it was more trying to say what they have to say. And most of the songs had reasoning to it, as most songs already do. But some of the rappers, and they're fighting for their rights. And like you guys already know, the movie Straight Outta Compton, how they fight and how right, police brutality and stuff like that. Yeah, it still takes place today, but it was a bigger case then. And that's when, you know, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, Shell Compton made At the Police. That's when everything changed, you know. Outbreaks big. And then that's about it pretty much. Here's Isaac.
I think that the culture changed, especially in the 2000s when like rappers like Soulja Boy came along, and like, cause he kind of like, he was like the godfather of like mumbling, and like he like made Lil Yachty and like 21 Savage and all of them, and the music started to like change, and also producers like they started to rap, like Dr. Dre, like he started producing, and then he was rapping at the same time. So did Jay-Z. Like, he helped Kanye out with his career. And the 2000s compared to the 90s. Wait.
I saw that say too.
The 2000s. And, like, the 2000s is more soft compared to the 90s.
Mm-hmm. I have something else to go back on the old school. As he's been saying, like, how, like, each rapper that came up, someone influenced them. And, you know, rap wasn't big in the 70s, 60s. You know, that wasn't really a thing. It gotta be a goof if you gonna be trying to rhyme. But, you know, they're superhero. Superhero. What's the word?
Inspirations.
Their inspiration was practically themselves.
Yeah.
They had no one. We're just trying to find a way to make it out. And I think that's it for me.
Alright. So, I'm gonna switch up the order. Since you're talking about how people were influenced by earlier eras, which era do you think is more influential?
Regarding that, I don't know. Well, I think old school maybe, because you got like, that's the beginning of time where rap all started. So, in that case, it would be more influential, because you got like Tupac, Biggie. You know, you got the Bloods, the Crips. That's how the whole thing started with Teen Rap Game. And then, you know, you got Straight Outta Compton. It's just, I don't know, the rap game and in the early time influenced everybody to start today without rap. I don't think I don't think a lot of people make it out. This gives people a chance to do something and find other ways than selling drugs, being in gangs and stuff. Like, most of them still are, but yeah, that's about it for me.
I would go with old school hip hop, but I'm just gonna say new school. But because like rappers from this era, like they learned from the greats like Snoop Dogg and, you know, Dr. Dre and Warren G, and they transitioned that music into their own music, and they learned from their beats, and they learned from what their mistakes, and they learned from like what they did, and you know, and they transitioned that, so that's pretty cool. So I go with new school.
Oh, you have anything to say on it?
I'm a big new school fan, so I'm automatically gonna go with them because that's what I listen to. I think they're more influential because I think we only think that. I mean, many people think that old school is because we've already lived past old school, so we don't know how it is gonna be in the future. But I think new school will be pretty influential because it's a wider range of like people in the rap game. And like people that rap, yeah, a lot different like types of people who rap like from different backgrounds. So like it's more influential to more people because like it's different in their time because it was like more gangster rap. So like yeah, I can understand it if I'm from the hood, but if I'm not, you know, I don't understand what they're talking about. So that's why I think that new school will be more influential.
All right, so now like you guys wanna, let's see, we should find something else to do because we got a couple more minutes left. Let's like maybe pick a side and what's your favorite thing about it?
You want me to start recording?
Yeah.
All right. So the next question is, what are your top five rappers and why are they better than the other? Why are they better than old school rappers or why are they better than new school rappers? Depending on who you're arguing for.
All right. So my favorite rappers from that time, top five would probably be Snoop Dogg, Lunas. Yeah, he was alright. I don't know, because a lot of these guys had like one hit songs. That's the thing. Like Run DMC, he had a couple good songs. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Alright, hold on. I need to just pick one. Alright. Probably go with NWA, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Warren G, probably Bone Thugs and Harmony. I picked these players. I believe they got some. I picked these
good
guys.
Style,
probably
the way they rap is pretty clean.
I don't know. The beats go hard. I like the chill beats like that. I don't know. Just overall, I like Bone Thugs and Harmony, especially because like. They really did tell the story and like the song what was that? I tried. You don't know, listen to that, huh? You never listen to no. Nah, bro, they go. I tried so. Yeah, it's pretty good. But they tell their story in a more sad way. And I like that type of music. Just like newer music, I like J. Cole and 4 Rap. They tell a story and they do like they talk behalf like the people they rap for, you feel, and like what's going on with their life or what other people are going through, and like that's how it is, and that's how they rapped back in the day as well. There was like times, you know, where they rapped for others, and I think that's about it for me.
My top five rappers from New School would probably be J. Cole because he's a good storyteller, and just lyricism overall, he's like one of the best rappers right now. And then Kendrick Lamar, same thing, and he comes from Compton, so it's kind of like it's kind of cool. Like the last person from Compton was like Dr. Dre, and he kind of has like a similarity a little bit, and ASAP Rocky too, because his style is jiggy. It's jiggy. And who else? I'm not gonna say Drake. Who else? Maybe Logic, but Joey Badass, and they're underrated, but I like, those are my top five rappers, and they're lyricists, so that's what I like.
Isaiah?
My top five rappers?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You could include both.
Alright. My top five rappers. Alright, so it's Kendrick Lamar, he's one, because he's a good lyricist. Who else? YG, because I like he brings a good sound, and like I think even though he's trying it's a similar sound to the old, I think he gives it a new flavor, I guess you would say. And then I like Lil Uzi Vert, even though he's not really like a good lyricist, simply because like his vibes, he like, it's like cool to like listen to his songs and stuff. And like another good rapper is Kanye West. He's not like, he's just more I respect him for like being like, he's influential. He's not like a really good rapper, but like he's a good producer, and then like he's just influential in like hip hop in general. But those are my some of my favorite rappers. All right, to conclude this podcast, I'm going to ask you guys your final remarks about each era.
All right, well, you're gonna ask us it. All right. My final remarks is about old school hip hop. It was the start of hip hop today, and it brought it up again to where it is today, and it influenced many rappers, and overall, like you got Meek Mill and all them who big rappers like Tupac and Biggie who influenced them. But then they brought it into their own style of rap. And, old rap is kind of out of, it's not really big anymore, but a lot of people look at it as still influential. And that's pretty much how I'm going to sum it up. Isaac?
So, basically, like, new school is, like it's not as lyrical, and old school is more lyrical, and new school rappers kind of like took what they learned from old school rappers and put it into their own music and from who like influenced them, and they like have more advanced beats because they have more like advanced like
technology,
and yeah, so, and they have more producers these days. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna say my stuff again because I just thought of some stuff like now today there's a lot of, well no, back then if you rap pretty much were your own producer, so you came up with your own style of music, and back then it was more chill, kickback rap, and a lot different from today. That's pretty much it. Thank you guys for watching our podcast. Isaiah? Listening to our podcast.
I'm saying my closing remarks. And I'm a fan of hip-hop, so I'm just... I think it's good the way... I think old-school hip-hop is good, and then the way... it's evolved into new school hip hop. It's good, and I'm a big fan of hip hop, and I'm glad it's become made it into pop culture, and it's very important.